When a couple faces the difficulties of raising a child who has special needs, there are tragic outcomes for many, many of those marriages. They just don't make it. But if that's you, if you're in a difficult parenting situation, don't give up on the marriage. I'm John Fuller, joined by my Focus colleagues, Aaron and Greg Smalley. Greg, this is something I've lived. You've gone through some challenges with one of your kids. Sadly, many marriages end up in divorce with this kind of a situation.
Yeah, there's been some research on this topic, and they found that somewhere between 80 and up to 87% of couples that have a severe challenge with one of their kids end up divorcing. Now, the findings vary in terms of the child's condition, the support systems in place, and the overall strength of the marriage.
Yeah.
But it's definitely can be a very challenging marriage for couples who face challenges with their kids.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear now from Lisa Jacobson, who has walked through this kind of a scenario in her family. Her daughter went through a very difficult complication. And Lisa and Matt were stressed as a couple. Here's Focus President Jim Daly with Lisa.
Lisa, how did you and Matt choose hope after your daughter was born? I know there were some complications there. Maybe explain that to the audience. And that can be a real burden on the marriage. What happened?
Well, our fifth daughter was born very unexpectedly, had a massive stroke in utero. And so she came out very brain damaged. And everything happened so fast, and just doctors were swirling around, and the prognosis was very grim that if she did live at all, she would never walk, talk, know us as her parents. And just so you know, she is still with us today, and she does talk. She doesn't walk, but she definitely talks your ear off.
And how old is she?
She's 22.
Oh, man. There you go. So there's doctors for
you. Yep, exactly. So one of the things that happened in this hospital situation where we were trying to get our bearings was one of the doctors pulled me over in the hall and he said, just want you to know, statistically, you're going to end up in divorce over this baby.
What a thing to say in that moment.
Yeah, it was. And I thought, oh, so not only do I have, did I get this terrible news about this sweet little baby, but I'm looking at the end of my marriage. Mm. And I shared that with Matt and he said, we are not going to do that.
Right.
We are going to walk through this together, and we are not going to let this sorrow tear us apart or define us.
Yeah.
And that's not that, I know it's easier said than done, but we really, really committed to that, and that we would trust in God, that He is our hope, and what the doctors say, what the statistics say, they don't have to determine His purpose in our life and our relationship.
And again, I think from within the Christian community, I would hope that would be significantly different, that couples can stay together, because this is what, you know, the Lord says. Life's not going to be easy, but we need to stay committed to Him and committed to each other. Mm-hmm. But in that context, how to maintain joy. I mean, you guys have done it. Mm-hmm. So now you're the masters who can teach the rest of us. But you're in that 15th percentile. Mm-hmm. The doctor got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You and Matt made it. Your daughter's, you know, she's talking your ear off, which is great.
Yep. She's a joy.
So when you look at keeping your eyes fixed on the right things, other couples that don't have that tragedy are trying to figure out how to stay together and stay in love.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they do that? That's the big question.
It is
keep
a big question.
Keep that joy toward each other.
And remind ourselves that we're on the same team. We do that often. We are together in this, and we're going to walk through this together. We also, we do try to find the light side of things. Like if she says something funny or if there's a big mess everywhere, you know, we laugh about it instead of getting upset about it. There's so many opportunities of doing that. And just even in the midst of, you know, crazy moments, we'll just say something funny and just make sure we laugh or tease or touch, you know, just all those things to just say, hey, life is still good. We still have so many good things to be thankful for.
Well, and what I'm hearing from both of you is intentionality. Mm-hmm. And, you know, marriage needs intentionality. And if you don't provide that, you'll drift. and things will not be the same, and you'll become strangers living in the same household, unfortunately. And that's what I like about the content, what you've put together here, Felicia and Lisa. This is so helpful for all of us, men and women, to apply to our marriages. So let me say thank you for catching it and then putting it down in this great resource, The Flirtation Experiment. And yeah, I was joking. This should fly out of here. Because right? again, what couple doesn't want that healthy, kind of robust, fun relationship and building on that? And you guys have done it. So the proof is in the pudding. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Lisa Jacobson shared very candidly about some of the challenges she went through with her husband, Matt, and their daughter. And she wrote a book about joy in relationships with Felicia Masenheimer. That word intentionality that Jim ended with as he talked to Lisa. Aaron, how do you encourage couples to be intentional even under great duress and with circumstances that are just crushing?
Yesterday, it's funny because someone said to me, "I hate that word intentional." And I was like, "Oh, okay, what would you prefer?" And they said, "Purposeful." And I'm like, "Okay, fine. Let's talk about purposeful."
Yeah.
Being purposeful during a challenging season. You know, it's looking at typically what couples will do. They'll talk about the crisis, whatever's happening around them. And it's important to remember that there's this marriage relationship that needs to be cared for. And so setting aside quality time outside of the crisis, and talking about other things, about how life is going outside of what's happening within your own four walls, going out and doing fun things, and also practicing great self-care for both individuals and making sure that each has a support network surrounding them, because it's hard when you're going through something difficult together. Sometimes you might be available to support the other one. Other times you might not be. You might be so consumed with your own grief or anger or whatever is coming up for you. So it's great when we have a village around us to walk with us through this.
Yeah. In Focus, one of the things that we do is we've got some great information. We'll put a link in the show notes on how to provide some respite care for couples with a special needs child. And it's such, well, you talk about a fantastic ministry opportunity. And for people who are willing to do that, boy, that's so needed. And it gives them then an opportunity to go out, to catch up, to have some fun, just a needed break.
Yeah.
And so we've got some great information. And again, like I said, we'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah, we have a heart for families who are going through struggles. And just personally, as we've shared before, Dana and I have had a long season of special needs parenting. And it's just this ongoing challenge. And we're committed to staying together and grateful for the help that Focus has provided along the way. So if this has touched a nerve for you, if this is something you're living and you don't know how to deal with the drift that you're feeling in your relationship, please know that we have a team of caring Christian counselors, and they're just a phone call away. Our number is 800, the letter A in the word family, and we'll link over to the counseling services in our notes as well, in the show notes. Give us a call. We'll schedule a time for someone to give you a call back. They'll listen to you. They'll pray with you. They'll offer resources. And they can even offer a referral to a trusted counselor in your area. And then Jim referenced a book at the end of the clip with Lisa. It's called The Flirtation Experiment, and we're making that available for a gift of any amount to the ministry of Focus on the Family. Donate today. We'll send the book to you. Details are in the show notes. Next time, Lisa Jacobson and her husband Matt are going to share the story of how they met. It's really fun and inspirational. And that's next time. And for now, on behalf of Greg and Aaron and our entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.